Hey guys, this is an intelligent analyst and I'm back with another movie review and analysis. Today I'm going to talk about The Kashmir Files. The Kashmir Files is already running havoc over the box office and earned around 150 crore INR till 9th day of its release and expected to earn around 300 crore INR. This movie was made tax-free in a lot of states and being promoted by general public and a lot of media channels. It's a low budget film, and if we compare the earnings, then it is already a blockbuster that broke several box office records. The Kashmir Files literally ate Alia Bhatt star Gangubai and Bahubali fame Prabhas star Radheshyam on box office, and set to eat alive Akshay Kumar star Bachchan Pandey too. Now, the burning question which arises is why? Story. The movie is set in two timelines. One is present and another in 1989-90. The story is based on Kashmiri Pandit genocide in Kashmir, which led to the exodus of around 500,000 Kashmiri Pandits from Kashmir to different parts of India. Krishna Pandit is the grandson of Pushkanath Pandit, who lost his son, daughter-in-law and grandson to the Kashmir rocker terrorist backed by Pakistan. Krishna, studying in ANU, Delhi, and somewhat influenced by a professor Radhika Menon, who is a staunch supporter of Kashmiri local terrorism and called them the freedom fighters. Krishna nominated himself for the university president post and started fighting the election, but he had to go to Kashmir for a short visit to fulfill his dying grandfather's wish. In Kashmir, he went to Brahma's house, who is a retired IS officer now but was on duty at the time of Kashmiri Pandit genocide in 1989-90. Krishna met other friends of Pushkar in Kashmir and they all told him what really happened in Kashmir during 1989-90 and what compelled the Kashmiri Pandits to leave the valley forever. Cast and direction. The Kashmir Files is written and directed by the Tashkent Files fame Vivek Agnihotri and produced by Zee Studios. The cinematography was done by Uday Singh Mohite, edited by Shankh Rajathyaksh, music score by Rohit Sharma and songs by Swapnil Bandodkar. The movie was released on 11th March 2022 and it's 170 minutes long. We have a really talented star cast in the Kashmir Files. Mithun Chakravarti played IS Brahmadat and from Kher played Pushkar Nath Pandit. Darshan Kumar played Krishna Pandit. Pallavi Joshi played Radhika Menon. Chinmay Mandlekar played Farooq Malik Betta. Prakash Belwadi played Dr. Mahesh Kumar. Purnit Issar played DGP Harinarayan. Basha Sambil played Shada Pandit. And Minal Kulkarni played Lakshmidat. The positive. The Kashmir Files takes all the points in storytelling department. You will find yourself deeply engaged and involved in the movie from the very first scene. The film is too close to the reality and the dialogues felt real to the audience. The Kashmir Files did not try to give a false picture of Kashmir as a paradise on earth. Instead, it showed what Kashmir was and is during the timeline it showed. The background score was only placed where it was really required. An absence of background music at a lot of places gave a touch of the reality and the silence of death. The creators did not try to overemphasize on any narrative or try to be politically right. The film is based on hundreds of interviews and memoirs of the Kashmiri Pandits who had to abandon their homes to save the dignity and lives of their family members. Several horrific sequences were portrayed with utter realism and honesty. Vivek Agnihotri tried to showcase both sides of the narratives and the arguments they put forward when it comes to the plight of Kashmiri Pandits. Vivek Agnihotri really touched the chord of emotions through his story and direction. There are several moments where you cannot simply hold back your tears, like when Pushkar Nath dies in hope of going back to his home someday. When Krishna spread Pushkar ashes in his home in Kashmir along with Pushkar's old friends. And when Brahma cleans the Shiva Linga from his sweater and put it back on its rightful place. There are several such moments about which I still feel emotional while writing this book. And I do not think that I'll be able to come out of this mental state anytime soon. Almost all the actors did a phenomenal job. But I would like to highlight the performance of Darshan Kumar as Krishna Pandit and Chinmay Mandelkar as Farooq Malik Petta. They did an exceptional job and they really imbibed their characters into them and lived it on the screen. You really feel the horror and the anxiety when Chinmay is on the screen and feel hopeless and disgusted when Darshan is on the screen. Darshan enacted a monologue in the climax and I can confidently say it was one of the best monologues I have ever seen by any Bollywood actor. You might like Kartik Aaryan's monologue from Pyar Ka Panchnama, but you'll forget him after watching Darshan delivering his monologue. Anupam Kher was at his best as usual and proves here again that why he is one of the best character actors in India. The way he plays Pushkar Nath will give you chills and several serious nights. It's really hard to see him on the screen without feeling emotional or helpless at his situation and struggle. The negative. While the Kashmir Files stands out when it comes to storytelling perspective, it falters at technical standpoint. You can clearly identify the bad VFX and use of green screen while Pushkar Nath riding his scooter. Scenes of shooting and bloodshot are somewhat comical and you can clearly identify that it was again poor VFX. A lot of scenes were whitewashed and the scale of brutality shown by the terrorists were dialed down to make it more palatable. The things happened in Kashmir were way more horrific and cruel than it was shown in the Kashmir Files. The conclusion. I'll give 4.5 stars out of 5 to Kashmir Files, considering the technical aspects it falters at. This movie is already doing great business and we can expect more of such movies in near future. I recommend everyone to watch it at least once, for the sake of knowing the pages of our history which were never taught to us and made us believe a false narrative for years. The accusations of spreading Islamophobia are completely false. The movie never said anything about any community and just showed the truth. For the sake of argument, like when you show a Hindu pundit or spiritual guru as a bad man who is simply corrupt and pervert, that's not spread Hinduphobia, right? Going with the same logic, this movie does not spread any Islamophobia. It is an honest attempt and we must respect the freedom of expression of the creators. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Thank you so much. This is again Devendra Kumar, an intelligent analyst. If you like this, please give it a like, subscribe, and share with your friends and family. Thank you so much.